Kevin and Bean.
The Kevin and Bean Show.
K-R-O-Q-K-K-K-Rock. I don't know what to do about Kevin, Lisa. I'm losing confidence in the boy.
Why? What are you talking about?
Well, because you got all these people that you work with, most of whose opinion you trust, and they keep coming to you and saying, hey, you ought to check this out. I think you'd really like it. It's awesome. Yet you refuse. Human Centipede, perfect example, for instance. Everybody in the show practically has seen the Human Centipede, keeps telling you how great it is. You ought to watch it. You won't watch it. What's up with that?
Well, I've heard about it. And it sounds like I wouldn't enjoy it.
It's
the Human Centipede.
Right, I know. For people who haven't heard about that movie, explain it to them.
Yeah.
Well, basically, it's a crazy, mad German scientist who has this weird, psycho, sick fantasy that he wants to connect three humans together as a centipede. They share one digestive tract, basically. And he sews my head, my mouth to your butt, for instance, and then your butt to the guy in front of you, and he makes him walk around, run around the yard and bring the paper in for him. How can you not want to see that?
I didn't realize he had him bring in the paper.
Human centipede.
So that's a great reason to make a human centipede is to get the paper.
So everyone except for Kevin has gone centipede crazy here, and that brings us to our next guest, Kevin to be Lister Roger Barr, who is on the phone. Hey, Roger, how are you, man?
Ahoy, how's it going, guys?
Ahoy. It's been talking like a pirate day already. So Roger emailed us because we didn't know him at that point, but we were talking about a creation of his. You have made a human centipede online game, right, Roger?
Yeah, made a centipede. It's a parody, actually, of the old centipede arcade game.
Fantastic. Now, what did you do? How did you change it up to reflect the human centipede?
Basically, instead of, you know, just having a little random spaceship shooting icon, we made the mad scientist in the movie, the guy who's shooting his centipede, which is basically his patients, you know, who, as you said, have been sewn together. They've decided to rebel against him because they didn't really like being sewn astronaut.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah, astronaut, there's no way to go.
There's no way to be sewn.
So your site is i-mockery.com, i-mockery.com, and that's the letter I. And that's one of the things that you do on that site is you create online player games, right?
Yeah, we make a lot of Flash parody games. We've got games like Ivan Drago, Justice Enforcer, where he's like taken to the streets and fighting crime, you know.
So, I like it.
Awesome. So when you came up with the centipede idea, how long does it take to build something like that?
It actually only took us under 2 weeks. I mean, my friends and I, we went to see the Human Centipede premiere here at the New Art Theater in Los Angeles. And that very night I got home after we had joked about, you know, game at the theater. And I started thinking about it. And I just played Centipede earlier in the week. So one of my buddies, Jacob West, who's the programmer on the game, we just started working on it right away. And less than 2 weeks in the sequel, they're planning on showing a lot more and making a 12-person centipede. So maybe that's
yeah, the director who we had on the show has said that this is the first sequence, is what he calls it. The second sequence of the human centipede is going to make the first one look like My Little Pony, is what he told the New York Times.
Oh, no thanks.
But it's, I mean, yeah, it's... It's terrifying, but it's really like a psychological kind of terror when you put yourself in their shoes. But it's, I mean, it's not nearly as gory as like the Saw movies or something like that. Right, Roger?
Right, yeah. And the director said he basically made this first one to get people used to the idea of a human centipede. And the second one is where he's, I guess, going to really try grossing people out.
Man.
Well, the game is hilarious, and you know, just like Google was responsible for, you know, tanking the U.S. economy when they put that Pac-Man up a couple of Fridays ago, I bet there's been more than a few man hours wasted from people playing your human centipede game online as well.
Oh, I like to think so. I like to think about, you know, people being paid to be at work and at their job, you know, in their cubicles. They're spending their time shooting up people who are connected ass to mouth. That's a pretty good
exactly. Thought. All right. Roger Barr, one of the creators of the Human Centipede game. Again, the website is the letter i-mockery.com if you want to play and see everything else they got going on there. Roger, thanks for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show, man.
Oh, thank you. And we're going to be at the San Diego Comic-Con, actually, this summer. So if anyone's coming there, they can see some of the other games we're working on.
All right. There
fantastic.
You go.
Have fun, dude. Thanks.
It's the Kevin and Bean Afro Line. Call now. 323-520-AFRO.